Hello and welcome to the Empire Cinema Podcast, a podcast for the newest cinema chain in the UK. My name's Richard, and once again, this week I'm joining Rob.
Now, if you haven't downloaded the podcast before, the reason that we do it is because we thought it'd be a good idea to give customers another way of finding out information about films running and promotions at Empire Cinemas nationwide on a week-by-week basis. Now, this week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about films that are due to be released this coming Friday, March the 17th. Of course, you can also find out information about Empire Cinemas by visiting our website at www.empirecinemas.co.uk, phoning the information line on 08714 714 714, or indeed by going in person to any of the Empire Cinemas nationwide and asking the staff for further details. If you do have any comments about the podcast or have any features you'd like us particularly to talk about on a weekly basis, please don't hesitate to give us an email at podcast@tywebb.co.uk. That's podcast@tywebb.co.uk. The first film we're going to be talking about this week is The Pink Panther, starring Steve Martin, Kevin Kline and Jean Reno. This film is loosely based on the original 1964 Peter Sellers classic, directed by Blake Edwards, and here's a clip.
Its name is legendary. They call it the Pink Panther. It's the most famous diamond in the world. And now, it's been stolen. And there's only one man who can find it.
Officer Jacques Clouseau, gendarme, third class.
Steve Martin is the legendary Inspector Jacques Clouseau.
I intend to show the world exactly who I am and what I can do.
Look out!
Never mind.
His approach is unconventional.
I've been assigned to work with you.
Without warning, I will attack you.
In this way, I will keep you vigilant and alert.
Good one.
Thank you.
And his accent,
hello,
is unmistakable.
Something amusing.
I find your accent quite funny.
What?
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 I don't have time for this. I have to serve a murder.
The Pink Panther.
I'm going to America. I'm going to have to learn to speak with a flawless American accent.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
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 A hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
The burger.
The Pink Panther there. This was directed by Sean Levy, who'd previously brought us films such as Cheaper by the Dozen and Just Married. Also starring in this film is Beyoncé Knowles, formerly of Destiny's Child. The plot revolves around Inspector Clouseau, played by Steve Martin, solving the murder of a famous soccer coach and finding out who stole the infamous Pink Panther diamond. The Pink Panther is released at Empire Cinemas nationwide as of Friday, March the 17th, and is rated PG.
And this brings us to our next film, which is V for Vendetta. This is helmed by first-time director John Matigue. It was written by the Wachowski brothers, who brought us the Matrix trilogy. And it's based on the outstanding graphic novel by Alan Moore. It stars Natalie Portman, Hugo Weaving, John Hurt, and the truly excellent Stephen Fry. Here's a short clip from it.
I wish I wasn't afraid all the time, but I am.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Those caught in violation of curfew will be prosecuted without leniency or exception.
It's past curfew, you know.
Gentlemen, I want this terrorist found, and I want him to understand what terror really means.
We're working on several leads.
Her parents were detained when she was 12.
It was like those black bags erased them from the face of the earth.
You have one chance. You must tell us the whereabouts of Codename V.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it.
A This story is set in the future, where Germany has won a world war and Great Britain is now a fascist state. A masked vigilante known only as V conducts guerrilla warfare against the government. When he rescues a young woman played by Portman, she joins his struggle against the forces of oppression. That's V for Vendetta, which is released at Empire Cinemas nationwide on Friday, March the 17th, rated 15.
Finally released this week is Sotsi. Now this film was the recipient of the Best Foreign Language Film Oscar at last Sunday's Academy Awards. Here's a clip.
He lives in a place without hope, where life has no meaning and survival is the only thing that matters. But in one moment, his life will be changed forever. Now, the past he had forgotten will give him hope for a future he could never have imagined. Sotsi.
This film deals with 6 days in the violent life of a young Johannesburg gang leader. As he commits a car theft from a wealthy neighbourhood, he unknowingly kidnaps a baby. He can't bring himself to let the baby die. He clumsily attends to the baby in his small slum house. This film looks at the question whether one of the worst people on earth can change back into being civilised. Sotsi is a subtitled movie which is released at Empire Cinemas nationwide on Friday, March 17th and is rated 15.
Okay, that brings us to the end of another show. Thank you very much for downloading the Empire Cinemas podcast, the podcast for the newest cinema chain in the UK. Don't forget, you can find out all the information you need to know at the Empire Cinemas website, which is www.empirecinemas.co.uk, or on the information line 08714 714 714. If you have any comments or suggestions about the podcast, please email in at podcast@tyweb.co.uk. That's podcast@tyweb.co.uk. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next week.